It is back to school season, and of course, that also means back to college season. But what degree is really worth the cost? Of course, we sit at a time where student loan debt is at a record high. So let's dig into whether or not it makes sense to go one route over the other. And Yahoo Finance's Aarti Swaminathan joins us with a breakdown looking at some of those debt levels. Aarti, what makes sense here?
Yeah, so basically, we have this concern about rising college costs. We have a student debt crisis. We have policymakers trying to erase student loan debt. So when the Department of Education put out this new treasure trove of data through the college scorecard, where they basically list out how much debt you take out by degree and also by school, researchers just went crazy on it, right? So we got a report from the Texas Public Policy Foundation that basically looked at the cheapest bachelor's degree and the most expensive bachelor's degree. If we can break it down by state, it's really interesting. Colleges in the Northeast, obviously, you know, people take on a little bit more debt. There's just so many colleges in the Northeast as compared to out West, where California system funds a lot more scholarships. But when we look at the cheapest and the most expensive, it's kind of really interesting. So when you look at cheapest, it's international and comparative education that's going to put you $10,000 in debt. Real estate development is going to put you $14,000 in debt for a bachelor's degree. Operations research is the third one. And then when you look at the most expensive degrees, it was kind of interesting. I thought these would be really, you know, high paying. Maybe the ROI is really high, but expensive means electromechanical instrumentation and maintenance technologies and technicians. It's about $40,000 in debt. Behavioral sciences, again, $40,000 in debt. So these are pretty high end there. So you're going to take out a lot of debt. Maybe you'll make more money. That's not sort of addressed here, but it's about the debt that you take out.
Yeah, those are bachelor degrees too. I mean, I was just having this discussion last night about whether or not the master's degree winds up being worth it. A lot of people, you have to forego, right? You're giving up those years where you could be making money to go back to school and pay for it. So what does that look like?
Yeah, I think it was a New York Fed or someone who said that every year you forego, it's about $1 million or something, crazy statistic about the opportunity cost. But when you take an associate's degree, you borrow about $14,000. When you take a bachelor's degree, you on average borrow about $23,000. But when you take a master's degree, we've had this conversation, J school, drama school, all these kinds of highly expensive endeavors, I guess. You take a median of $40,000. If you want to go even further, take a professional degree, become a vet, become a lawyer, become a doctor, you take a median of $144,000 in debt. And the kind of weird thing is that if you're doing a PhD, it doesn't cost that much as compared to becoming a vet. It's only $73,000 according to this data. But again, this is generalized data. It depends on each and every individual situation. If you really want to become a doctor, you should go into that debt because the ROI is pretty high. But this is just the government and researchers trying to introduce more transparency into this mysterious cost of college.
Yeah, and obviously it's important if you have a bunch of people in the country, a record number is stacking up that debt. But I guess, you know, this is one of those things where there's invisibility on the other side, right? You kind of take on all this debt with hopes that you'll eventually make enough money to pay it off. But as we've seen, certainly in some for-profit schools, that has never panned out. But generally, I believe, and you would know better than I do, that the stats do point to it still does make sense to go to college, right?
Yeah, it still does make sense because we saw for a very short period of time before COVID that it didn't really matter. Even if you didn't have a college degree, you could still get employed. But right now we saw through the pandemic that those who had a college education, they were the ones who were able to transition to work from home. A lot of people who don't have a college degree, there is a correlation with them being on minimum wage, being, you know, working in industries that are very customer facing. So having a college degree, at least during this time, has proved to have some benefits. But again, the ROI on certain majors, especially those like highly paying ones, it still makes college worth a, you know, it's a worthy investment.
Yeah, and if you want to chirp your friends who got a master's degree and might still be paying it off, you can go find Aarti's story on yahoofinance.com. Send them the link. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Aarti Swaminathan bringing us the latest there. Thanks again for that.